KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start in the Free State Province. Deputy Police Minister Polly Boshelo says they won't rest until they find the suspect wanted in connection with the death of Olorato Mongale.
We have narrowed our investigation and now know that Phelake Nkosi and Bongani Mthimkhulu were working together, and they were a syndicate that was targeting women in various malls across the country. So if you know him, advise him to surrender.
She was speaking at Mongale's funeral service this morning, who's being laid to rest in Bloemfontein. The 30-year-old was found dead a week ago after she was reported missing following a date in Johannesburg. One suspect linked to her murder, Phelake Nkosi Makhanya, was killed during a shootout with KZN police in Amanzimtoti on Friday. Boshelo confirmed that Makhanya is the man who went on the date with Mongale. Yesterday, police cleared Fezile Ngubane, who was previously named as a suspect, and say he was a victim of identity theft. Boshelo says investigators have linked Makhanya and Mthimkhulu to 20 cases of an alleged syndicate targeting young women in malls.
Women from across the country have positively identified them as the pair that kidnapped and robbed them. Some cases have been reported where we are here today in Bloemfontein with the same modus operandi. Agreed to go out on a date with them and they were later robbed. Other cases have been reported in Nelspruit, Midrand, Pretoria, Potchefstroom, Lebowakgomo, Limpopo, and Johannesburg.
Back home, a local agricultural union is calling on government to declare foot and mouth disease a disaster in KZN. It says farmers and livestock owners continue to suffer as officials grapple to contain the spread. There are currently 149 active outbreaks across the province. The KZN Agricultural Union says government's failure to curb the disease will result in the closure of many businesses. And abroad, it's reported at least 26 people have been killed near an aid distribution centre in southern Gaza. Palestinian and Hamas-linked media have attributed the deaths to an Israeli airstrike. Israel says it's looking into it. And finally, a musician has praised Taylor Swift for buying back the rights to all her music. The pop star lost the copyright to her first six albums in 2019 when her record label sold them on. In a bid to diminish the value of the master tapes, she set about re-recording them. In a clip from Sky News, DJ and music lawyer Judge Jules says it was a smart move.
I don't think many artists would be capable of doing what she did, in that she's got such power over her fan base that she could go away and tell them to only listen to the new re-recorded versions and not the originals.
Back home, mostly clear skies in KZN tomorrow. Durban, Pietermaritzburg, Newcastle and Margate, a high of 23. Ladysmith, 22. Richards Bay and Ulundi, 26. Moy River, Underberg and Kokstad, 21. In Durban, sea swells reach 3 metres tomorrow morning, with sunrise at 16 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.